The motive for the massacre was exacting revenge for the loss the German forces suffered on the 16th of October, fighting against the Chetniks and the Partisans on the road from Kragujevac to Gornji Milanovac. In this fight, both sides suffered casualties. There were 10 dead and 26 wounded German soldiers. The massacre began on Sunday the 19th of October in several surrounding villages, Maršić, Mečkovac, otherwise known as Ilichevo, and Grošnica, because the Germans claimed these villages were hotbeds for bandits. According to the information gathered on the day, 415 people were executed and 21 managed to survive. Even this was not enough for the German forces. That's when they came to the fateful decision to continue the massacre in Kragujevac. That same night, Kragujevac was barricaded, and on Monday the 20th of October, the Germans arrested several thousand civilians, among them several hundred students from the schools of Kragujevac. Almost nobody even tried to escape, because they were afraid of the consequences their families might suffer, but also because the Germans had cunningly lied, saying that the arrests were made in order to replace people's ID cards. The victims were locked up in four cannon sheds on the outskirts of the city. Around 6 p.m, one group of Serbs and Jews was taken outside to be executed. There were 123 men and women in that group. 10 people from this group survived the execution, one of whom testified at the Nuremberg trials in 1947 against these unspeakable crimes. One of whom testified at the Nuremberg trials in 1947 as a witness to these unspeakable crimes. Facing the certainty of death, those people who had the means to do so wrote their final goodbye messages to their loved ones. Today, 42 of these messages are on display in the museum. At 7 a.m. the next morning, on the 21st of October, the German forces started removing people from the cannon sheds to be executed. By 2 p.m, the massacre was finished. Several thousand people lay dead in the valleys of two local streams. There were still some people who hadn't been killed. The German forces let many of those people go home, although 250 were kept as hostages for security reasons, and around 200 more were forced to bury the dead. Today, our data shows that on the 21st of October 1941, 2,264 people were killed and 31 survived the executions. The cruelty of Major Paul Koenig, the commander who oversaw the executions, exceeded even what he was ordered to do by General Franz Böhme, who had told him to execute 100 Serbs for every German soldier who had been killed. According to this order, the German forces should have executed 2,300 people. However, over the 3 days, Major Koenig attempted to massacre 2,854 men and women, of whom 62 survived. Among the victims were around 300 young boys and high school students, as well as 40 children aged between 12 and 15, the majority of whom were of Roma descent and most of whom polished shoes for a living.